Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from who knows what the hell will happen next. For another Homes Alone edition, it's Sunday, January 3rd, 2021, and my guests today are Julia Rossi, Amy Miller, and returning champion, Chris Tellez. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Let's meet you all individually, starting with first-time guest, comedian you've probably seen on Conan O'Brien's program. Julia Rossi, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're California based?
I am. I was New York based. Now I'm California based. I just had a baby. That's like my big thing. It's my new identity. And that's about it.
I mean, babies are so great when you're just tired of having a personality.
Yeah, it's my whole, like, everything I do baby. Now. Yeah, I put mom before everything. I'm like, I'm drinking my mom water, my mom coffee, and I'm sitting in my mom chair. So, yeah.
You're mom casting today.
Yeah, I'm mom casting.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and I hope you have a nice time.
Thank you.
Also joining us, a frequent guest of this show and host of the podcast, Are You There, God? It's me, Amy.
Close. So close.
It's called Who the F is Your God, right?
It's called Who's Your God, which never asked the guest.
No swearing. And that's Amy Miller. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Doug. How's it going?
It's going all right.
Sweet.
Always excited to have you on the show.
I love to do it.
Good. That works out perfectly. Also, here's our returning champion, because that's what we've been doing lately. When somebody wins, I say, can you come back on the next show? And so far, it's working out. It's Chris Tellez, everybody.
What's up, Doug?
How you doing?
Stoked to be back. Hopefully, I can stumble my way into a back-to-back victory.
Well, it's, you know, I think the competition's a little stiffer this time. No offense to the guests that were on with you last episode. But, you know, it's always anybody's game. Don't know what's going to happen. I just got back from out of town. So I haven't even looked at the what the box office was this weekend. So I don't have a box office report. Great way to start off the year, right? But what could possibly have happened? What, nobody's going to movies. It's all happening. It's all at home right now, right?
Except
I guess Wonder Woman's probably making some money.
A Promising Young Woman, which we all want to watch and is in theaters only somehow.
Yeah, wasn't that supposed to be a Christmas Day release?
They decided to keep it in theaters only for like 3 weeks or something. So I think it comes out on streaming like next week, but I almost don't want to watch it now because how dare you? I'm not going to a theater.
You can't trick us into going to a theater right now.
It's rude.
We resisted it all this time with the movie Tenet. I still haven't seen it because I haven't gone to a theater.
Wait, which movie?
Tenet.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
That's that Christopher Nolan movie that, you know, he's the one that really took the hard line and said, you can't show my movie streaming. It has to be in theaters.
Oh, and, that's a good year to do that.
What's that?
That's a great year to do that.
Well, that's the thing is I think his art is more important to him than survival of the of mankind. So it's a tricky line.
I get what he means because I want to see that movie in a theater. Like I have the option to watch it, but I'm like, I'll get to it. It's just here at my house, whatever.
Yeah, because now you can watch it on demand, I guess.
Yeah, like I still haven't even seen the Bill and Ted movie because I'm just like, I'll get to it, you know. But I want to see it. I don't know.
It's really fun.
It is from home. Yeah. For the first time.
I'm not going to the movie theater because I'm a responsible young woman. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gone. Shit.
Well, in Texas, you can probably go see a movie in a theater if you want to, right?
Yeah, I think you could even, like, rent out the whole thing for you and a couple friends for, like, just a couple $100 maybe.
Invite your friends over. Buy an outdoor projector or something if you're going to rent out a theater. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, once I get that $600, I'll get a projector there. I was looking for something.
How much is it to rent the theater, though? It's probably $600 is what I'm saying.
I have no idea.
I think they do it for as low as like $100 or something.
Yeah, but it was like $150 or something.
All right, well, what do I know?
Depends on where, you know, where you're at. The trouble with Los Angeles is that there's no other than, you know, you can drive to like the Tiki Drive-In or the Vineland Drive-In, you know, outside of this city, but like there's no indoor movie theaters that you can go to even on a rental basis that I'm aware of. You know, I'm sure rich people know where to go.
But I mean, Chris, you are going to get $600 stimulus, so couldn't you use that toward the projector?
I am now, and I'll just project on the side of my apartment.
This is what they were afraid of, that we would spend it on frivolous items.
Yeah.
Yeah, but shouldn't that help the economy? If everybody spends their $600, it's not like we're all going to spend it on, like, what could we even spend it on that wouldn't be a boost to the economy?
I'm gonna buy goods made in other countries and have them shipped to me here from there.
That's why I wish they'd give me more, because I'm just like really good at giving it back.
I like to ask everybody, and now that we're into a new year but we're still in a pandemic, it's a great time to recommend something for people to watch. Start with Julia. Have you seen anything recently that you would recommend?
Yes, I just watched on Netflix The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Right, you got to be careful how you pronounce that because it just sounds like you just watched an old movie.
No, it's Virgin. R-V-E-R. Yeah, it was great. I really, really liked it. I highly recommend. It was, it was great. It was funny. It was relatable. It was all the things.
Yeah, and that that lady's been getting a lot of like first time filmmaker, you know, first movie awards.
And, so glad.
And yeah, it's very very self assured debut.
Yeah.
What's her name? Do you know her name?
Rada Blanks, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah,
she's really talented. So.
Yeah, and she stars in it too, which is cool.
Yeah, and it's just cool.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Yes. And she's, you know, she's in her 40s. So that's very cool.
Yeah. It's never too late is what we like to say.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, have you seen that movie?
No, not yet. It's top of my list. I really
it's in the queue, as they used to say. They don't say it anymore, do they?
It's in my Netflix queue. Yeah.
I don't Netflix and chill. I queue and chill. I just make a list and don't watch any of them.
This is when you go on QAnon message boards and look into movie conspiracies.
Mingle.
Okay, so what about you, Amy? Have you seen anything super fun like Jasper Mall?
Jasper Mall is always good. Thanks to everyone who's been watching it and confirming.
What is it? Jasper Mall?
Yeah, I think we legally can't talk about it on this podcast anymore.
Okay, it's come up a lot, but we should tell Julia what it is.
I'll text you about it. Oh, yeah. A documentary about a dying mall in Alabama. It's very sad, but also great.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of a, you know, probably it's kind of an every mall kind of situation. Like, the malls are dying in general, and so this is just a look at a specific one.
With a real cast of characters. Well, I watched Soul and I loved it. And I truly don't watch that much animated stuff. Even new Pixar, I don't see every single one, unless I like have a kid to watch it with. But I loved Soul and I quickly forgot that it was animated, I think. For some of it. It was very touching. It's a good movie for artists right now who can't do the thing that they want to do.
And I feel like that it's moving in a less sledgehammer way than, like, say, Up or Inside Out. Like, I didn't feel like crying per se, but I was still, you know, moved by it.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, those movies always try to get you crying within like 15 minutes too. This had kind of a slower crying pace. I cried at the end only, I think. But it was really good. I loved it. Amy Fox.
Once we get a few weeks down the road, you know, it just came out on Christmas, so I feel like it's still a little soon to talk about the ending, but I thought they kind of blew the ending a little bit, but that's...
Ooh, interesting. Yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
But I also like, that's another one that as I was watching it, I was like, I'm going to have to watch this again because it's so much to take in terms of the sort of world and the rules that they create that, you know, I get lost in my head, the, you know, kind of thinking about that stuff instead of just paying attention to the story they're telling.
Definitely.
What about you, Chris? Have you seen anything since? I know it's just been a few days since you became the champion.
Yeah. I saw an old movie and I forgot how good. I saw Old School recently because it's on HBO. And I haven't seen that movie in forever, and it's still just super hilarious. I think it's just like when Will Ferrell was just, I don't know, it was the first like movie he really started, and that really, like, to me, I was like, yeah, now the world's finding out Will Ferrell, you know? And then, but yeah, it just still holds up. My roommate hadn't seen it, so we watched it, and it was cool to see him have his mind blown. So I think it's still a good time on HBO.
Yeah, that movie came out when they were, you know, making Elf, or, you know, they started production on Elf, and then that movie came out, and it made Will Ferrell a star, but not with a family audience, with like an R-rated movie audience. And so, yeah, exactly. For the first cut of Elf, they tried to make a version that would appeal to the people that liked the Will Ferrell from Old School, and apparently it just didn't make sense. So then they went ahead and went back to just making it the charming movie that it ended up being.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's you know, you learn a lot about things like elf this time of year.
Yeah.
Chris, every year you learn new factoids about Elf and Love Actually and Home Alone.
I'm gonna tell my friend that. I'm gonna be like, it was supposed to be like Frank the Tank, but an elf, dude. Really?
Did you remember that Eddie Pepitone was in it before you watched it again?
Oh, in Old School?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even fucking, now that you mention it, I'm like, oh, that is Eddie Pepitone. Holy shit. How's that, no. That even clicking at me? Yeah. Holy fuck.
It surprises a lot of me every time.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting people in that movie. The scene with Sean William Scott and the horse tranquilizer dart gun, I think is one of the funniest scenes ever. It just really tickles me.
It's one of those movies that I just don't mind that people quote all the time, because I also laugh and I'm like, yeah, but that's like one of those scenes that everybody quotes.
Well, this is a good, I think this is a real nice cross section of recommendations. Like, I'm sure anyone listening is definitely not seen all three of these movies. And, I think they're all really good. So,
yeah.
Good job, everybody.
Thanks, Doug.
Yay. Yeah, positively to compliments.
What's that?
I just react super positively to compliments.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's yay.
It's working out really good. I'm going to go to a brief commercial message before we start playing some games today and see if Chris can retain his title or if one of these ladies is going to take it from him. And we'll do that right after this. We'll be right back. No flipping.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Everybody ready to play a game?
Hell yeah.
Yes. Let's do it.
All right, we're going to play. I feel like Amy's played this before. Whose tagline is it anyway? I will say the tagline from a motion picture, and then each of you gets a chance to guess until somebody gets it. We'll start with Amy, and then go to Chris, and then Julia. And you know, these are pretty tough, so don't be too hard on yourself if you don't know it. Ready, Amy?
Yeah, not too tough for me.
Oh, I like your attitude. What movie has the tagline, "The one night anything is possible"?
Oh God, are you still doing Christmas stuff? That would be so twisted of you, Doug. But I wouldn't put it past you either. Shit. Because it's only January 3rd. It's officially still Christmas. I'm going to say the one night, anything is possible?
It's not a question. They're very.
Someone just rang the doorbell.
I have the answer.
I'm going to guess and then run. I'm going to say The Purge.
That's not the answer, but that is. It is true that in The Purge, anything's possible because all laws go away for one night. Chris. Sorry, excuse me. Chris is next. Who? What do you think it might be? The one night, anything is possible.
Oh man, you know, it could be a lot of movies, and I'm just gonna go with my first instinct. I do think this is too tough for me. I'm going to say Can't Hardly Wait.
Damn it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, there were things that could have happened. But that's not the answer.
It just doesn't fit with the title.
Yeah. Anything is possible. Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah, it's too long.
Julia, do you have a guess?
Is it New Year's Eve?
That is correct.
Oh my God. I've never even seen it.
Either.
Probably stick with that plan.
Yeah.
It's like Valentine's Day, but New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
That's nice pretty work. Much the long line for that one. Julia's on the board with 1 point. We go back to Amy for the next one. Time to regroup, Amy.
Okay, I grouped. Okay. I was grouped before, but then I did it again.
Okay, perfect. A celebration of the macabre. Which is a word I do not enjoy saying.
I can tell when you were saying it.
It just feels like you're saying it wrong, no matter how correct you are saying macabre.
Totally.
Because you just don't know how much bruh to give at the end.
Macabre?
Macabre.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a celebration.
I know, we love it. We love the macabre. I am going to, this is not a good guess, but I'm going to say Beetlejuice.
It is a celebration, that movie, but that's not the answer. Chris?
All right. Man, I have two in the brain, but... I'm gonna go with Coco.
Ooh.
I can tell that's not it. Damn it.
I guess that movie's kind of a celebration of death, but I wouldn't necessarily say macabre. Julia has a chance to really jump out in the lead with another correct answer here.
I don't think this is right, but Phantom of the Opera?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. It's a movie called New Year's Evil.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
All right, so Julia has one. Amy and Chris still need to get on the board. We're back to Amy.
I grouped again.
All grouped up. What movie had the tagline? 11... Women, 11 months, only one man can stop him.
What?
I should point out that the taglines are terrible sometimes.
I think this one's off.
I have no idea. Was this a murder movie? Or is he dating 11 women? That's my question. It could be a romantic comedy or a murder movie.
Like there's just a player hater out there that needs to stop him?
Yeah, he dates one lady a month. He's not a very good communicator.
I just realized somebody should make a movie that's macabre and romantic and then start a new genre called Romacabra.
Macabre-mantic.
Romacabra.
Oh my God, I like don't even have a guess. I don't know. I can't, 11 women. I have no idea. Is it something about Jack the Ripper?
No, I mean, no.
Okay, thanks. Oh geez, I've never done this before, but I don't have a guess. I have nothing.
It's a tough one. Chris, do you think you...
Yeah. I mean, I could definitely shoot one out there. It's...
Just go ahead and shoot one out on us.
Sounds like it's definitely about a guy who murders women and somebody who's trying to track him down. I didn't watch these films, but I'm going to just shoot out there Sherlock Holmes. Sounds like the kind of investigations they might carry.
Yeah, that's something he could possibly get into.
Can I say Zodiac?
Wait, when it's not even your turn?
What?
Wait, I'd like to switch my answer to the Zodiac.
But I didn't take my turn.
Well, you said you didn't have an answer.
Then, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, but Zodiac, is that's a fun guess, and I'm glad you came up with something, but it's incorrect. Julia?
You might sure
oh, God. I mean, the first thing that popped in my head that's not a movie is I was like, is this like The Bachelor? but that's not, that's a TV show, and there's 30 women.
What if they lived in there for 11 months? That would be so great.
Oh, I forgot about the 11 months part. Can you repeat? The
of course
tagline. Thank you.
I love to. 11 women, 11 months, only one man can stop him.
Stop him? Oh, I wonder if it's, do you do documentaries or is it all narrative movies?
I could, you know, be sneaky and slip in a documentary, but I'm going to be honest with you and say that this is not a documentary.
Okay, because I thought maybe it was the documentary about, but it's not because the name isn't that, about the guy who is artificially inseminating the doctor. He was artificially inseminating women with his own semen. Any whoosies. I don't know. Is it an Ocean's movie? One of the Ocean's 11, 8, 12s? One of those?
Seems like it would be 11 if it was any of them.
Yeah.
There was only 8 women when they did one for women.
Yeah.
Ocean's 8. They didn't even bother to come up with 11 people.
That's it. That's my.
Okay.
I know it's wrong, but
this is not an incredibly memorable movie. But once you hear the title, then the tagline, it makes more sense. It doesn't make complete sense, but it makes more sense that 11 women, 11 months, only one man can stop him, the January Man.
Oh,
I knew it was gonna be New Year's themed. I just
couldn't think of
it. Yeah, it starred Kevin Kline in the title role, and Susan Sarandon and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio are in there, but I can't recall which one is his love interest.
And which one's his murder interest.
But it was written by John Patrick Shanley, who wrote Moonstruck and a few other things. So I remember at the time I was excited about it. But, you know, since it's called January Man, they released it in January and it didn't do very well, man. All right, we're back to Amy with another one. Julia's the only person on the board so far. Amy, what movie has the tagline, "This is what love feels like"?
This is what love feels like. And it's the love of January. The love of a new calendar.
I mean, that'd be a great... "This is what love feels like" would be a great tagline for Jasper Mall, I think.
It's true. He really does love that mall. He takes such good care. Oh, we're going to get some new Jasper Mall viewers this week. This is exciting. At this point, the directors, I think, have blocked me on social media.
He's like, I want to get the word out about my movie, but this lady is crazy.
She's almost going to turn people off of it, I feel like. This is what love feels like. It feels so good. It feels like a dream. It's a little dream. That's not it. I'm really bad at this today.
These are tough ones. I gotta say, like, when you start a new year and you try to, you know, sort of make that the theme, or, you know, make this time of year the theme, it's, come up with some rough ones.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say The Ice Storm.
That's in my top 2 favorite key party movies of all time.
so good.
And the other one, of course, is How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, love feels like a key party.
Yeah. Chris, what do you think it is?
Oh, man. So, yeah, I just, not a movie that I would watch. It sounds very show-offy, very braggadocious. I can't think of anything New Year's themed with that. So, I mean, let's go ahead and throw out Jingle All the Way. Let's see how that does.
It does not do well. It does not get the job done.
Just want to get Sinbad in people's brains real quick.
I mean, I'd be pretty surprised if anyone got this one. I'm feeling like I've let everybody down by even choosing this one, because it really is, I don't know why anyone would figure it out. But Julia, do you have a guess?
God, no. I don't know. I'm going to, is there a movie called Love? Let's just say that.
That's a terrific guess. That's a really good guess. It's a motion picture called Beginners.
What?
Yeah. And it starred Christopher Plummer, who won a Oscar for his role in that movie, I believe. But yeah, Beginners is, I shouldn't have, that, I apologize for that one. back to you, Amy.
Okay.
What movie has the tagline, "In Heroes We Trust"? It was the slogan for Subway sandwiches for a while.
In Euros we trust. I'm gonna say Star Wars: A New Hope.
Oh, that's good. I think the tagline for that
it
one was probably
new just in it.
Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Chris?
Oh.
In Heroes We Trust.
Oh, fuck, man. Let's just go with... It sounds like it'd be The Boys, but that's not a movie, so that wouldn't count, right? That's a... I'm trying to think of evil hero movies. Like, we actually don't trust these dudes. That's why the movie's so good. But they're all good guy hero movies. Let's just go with Avengers.
That has become kind of a staple in cable shows about superheroes, is that they're,
yeah, you know,
deep down they're terrible.
Yeah.
But the Avengers universe, everyone's still pretty much on the up and up.
We do trust them.
Julia, what do you think it is?
Wait, is it heroes that we trust or don't trust? What's the tagline?
It's In Heroes We Trust, but Chris was theorizing that, you know, we don't,
got it,
that it's a sarcastic tagline.
We really trust you so much.
Oh, man. No, I haven't.
Justice League? Hello?
We all just left.
Wait,
did you have a guess?
Oh, yeah, I said Justice League.
Oh, okay. I mean, you and Chris were definitely tapping around in the right area there. It's that was the tagline for Captain America: Winter Soldier.
Oh, damn. Of
course.
Yeah. So you're in the ballpark, but sometimes that's not enough. You still have to buy a hot dog or something.
Need to get a ticket.
All right, let's do one more and see if anybody else can tie up Julia, or if she can walk away with this thing. Amy, the tagline is "Here They Grow Again."
Okay.
Here They Grow Again.
I like
Here
that.
Here They Grow Again. Okay, I'm going to say Gremlins 2, A New Batch.
That is correct.
Ooh. Damn.
You did it.
Finally.
That's amazing. All right, so Amy and Julia are tied. Yeah. So to determine the winner of this game, I'm going to do a tiebreaker. And it's whichever one between Amy and Julia who answers the quickest. This tagline pretty much gives away what the movie is.
Now, I hate to do this as a first-time guest, but somebody has pointed out that Amy has the advantage here by going first every time, right?
I don't know that that's true, because
they're just so difficult that it kind of doesn't matter who, you know what I mean? Like, you got that at one point, Julia, when the other two people didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Plus hearing
being invited back again.
Plus hearing other people's guesses also. Hearing the other guesses can like help you jog your ideas for what you think it might be.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can edit that out. I sound like an asshole. Okay.
You're fighting now, Julia. This is
it. No, I think that was a very good point, though. But that's, unfortunately, that's part of it, is just the luck of the draw that your last name, I went alphabetically for this first game. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Got it.
So to buzz in, do we just say the title or say our name?
Just say the title and we'll figure it out later who said it first.
Okay.
You'll know. You'll know if you said it first or not. We should be able to hear the person who says it first. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Don't forget to sit this one out, Chris. Don't get excited and say an answer.
If they both get it wrong, I get to steal this bad boy, though, right?
That's not how it works, but if you want to pretend that that's how it's going to go down, then we can. But one of them is going to get this right, I swear. I swear to you. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. First, he was home alone. Now he's lost
home
in
alone.
New York.
Home Alone 2.
Yeah, Home Alone 2 lost in New York.
Home Alone full 2 title. Lost in New York is the full title. Amy said the full title, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Amy won. I got it.
Not mad at all.
It was really well. Start.
Here's the thing. The only thing Amy won by winning that game is the opportunity to go first in the next game. And it's basically going to be the same order again, Amy and Chris and Julia. So your objection is already noted, Julia. And we will play that game right after these messages. We'll be right back. No flipping.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back, and to finish off the day, the show, and determine a winner who will have the option to come back and join us again next week, we are going to play, I think it's a fan favorite, people love this game, it's called Dermot McDermott.
I do love this game.
I'll name a movie, you tell me if it features Dermot Mulroney, Dylan McDermott, or neither.
Okay.
Amy's first up, but if she misses, it goes to Chris. And then Julia, here's where being third really can come in handy. Since there's three choices, if the first two people miss, you get an automatic gimme.
Amazing.
If you can remember what
the other people said. I'm at a disadvantage.
It's just the most people I've talked to in a year. So I'm just really excited.
It's like when they, you know, when a dog is finally around a bunch of people, he has to jump up on everybody. Okay, Amy, you ready?
Ready.
All right. Dermot Mulroney, Dylan McDermott, or neither in the motion picture. Oh, I mentioned it earlier, in fact. Valentine's Day.
Dermot Mulroney.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dylan McDermott on that one.
Incorrect. Julia.
Neither.
Neither is correct. Julia is on the board again.
Damn it, Doug.
Now, how do you feel about going third, Julia?
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
I feel great.
Oh, it's just fine now?
I feel fantastic.
All right, it's back to Amy.
Ready.
Which of those dudes or neither is in Love the Coopers?
Neither.
That is correct.
Yes.
Now we move to Chris.
Just trying to get something today before I leave.
From knowing the twisted mind of Doug Benson.
Mulroney, McDermott, or neither must love Dougs. I mean dogs. Must love dogs.
Now I'm just visualizing their faces in a movie I've never seen before. Let's see.
Which one of them or neither seems like they love dogs?
Let's go with neither. Let's keep it going with neither.
Incorrect. Julia.
Is it Dylan? Dylan?
Which one?
Dylan.
Dylan McDermott?
Yes.
Incorrect. Amy.
Dermot Mulroney.
That is the one. Dermot Mulroney.
Dermot does look like a dog guy.
Must love dogs.
God, Dermot.
You must
love
him.
Back to you, Chris.
Oh. I needed a couple seconds to recover. I'm there.
You want to do your plugs now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Show's coming up?
No. Do you really want me to do my plugs or do you want me to give it a shot at the game?
Oh, I just thought, you know, since you needed a second, you could just.
Oh, no, I'm there already. I didn't even organize my plugs in my brain yet.
Okay. Well, just a warning, we're going to get to that part later.
Yeah, it looks like I'm not going to be making a comeback, so.
Mulroney, McDermott, or neither for a movie called Sleepless.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Dermot because he looks sleepy all the time, right? So.
Does he?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so that's your final answer?
Well, now I'm not sure, but fuck. Yes. Yes. Dermot Mulroney.
Is your final answer that he is in a movie called Sleepless?
You know what? Let's go ahead and switch it to Dylan McDermott. I like that.
All right. Dylan McDermott in Sleepless?
Yeah.
That's incorrect. Julia?
Oh, man. Now I feel like I should go with I'm going to say Dermot.
That's correct.
Oh, Chris!
That doesn't feel good.
That feels bad.
My heart said Dermot.
Yeah, I don't know why you changed it. I just, wanted to give you the chance to change it, but you didn't have to.
You totally.
To believe in yourself, Chris.
It's got in my head.
Yeah.
Good host.
Wasn't it your New Year's resolution to believe in yourself this year?
Yeah, well, at least I lasted 3 days until I got to this podcast.
That is a long time for a resolution to actually, stick. Okay, so Julia has 2 points, Amy has 2 points, and Amy gets to go first on this next one. The motion picture is called Jobs.
Okay. I think that it is Dylan McDermott.
No, I'm sorry, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Chris?
Okay.
She said Dylan McDermott, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tempted to go the same way, but I'm going to go with my man Dermot Mulroney.
Are you sure?
No. But you know what? You know what? I'm going to switch it to neither.
Chris.
All right. So you got neither for jobs.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Julia.
Dermot. It's Dermot.
Dermot Mulroney is correct. Julia, now 3 points.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was amazing. So good.
Yes.
Oh my God, I need to believe in myself. Get that resolution back on track.
Chris.
At least when I believed in myself, it took me longer to switch my mind.
All right. It's, who got that last point? Julian.
So,
oh, now it's Amy.
But Chris should have had it.
He should have. Half a point.
Really
should've. No.
Zero on the board, all across.
Right there in his hands, and he dropped it. Amy?
Yes.
Which one or neither is in a movie called The Family Stone?
Ooh, I should know this. And I don't. But I think it's Dermot Mulroney.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes, I have a foolish belief in myself, Chris.
That's what I was going to say.
That means that Amy has 3 points and Julia has 3 points. Chris, you're just basically here to be a spoiler at this point.
It's just hanging.
Yeah. You get to go first on this next one. Which one of those dudes or neither is in the motion picture called Cats?
Ooh. Well, we've already established Dermot Mulroney as the dog person. But maybe that'd be awesome if he had a dog movie and a cat movie. That's not impossible. That's actually pretty smart. Dylan McDermott.
For everyone.
I think of his face and I try to imagine him petting a cat and I don't see it. I think Dermot's trying to get in on that cat money and dog money. Let's go with Dermot McDermott. Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah, the game's called Dermot McDermott.
I love it. Let's go.
You're going Mulroney?
I'm going Mulroney.
Stoney Mulroney?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Woo!
Really? He's in it? I didn't know that.
Love of dogs.
That's a real weird discovery because I didn't even know, I don't even think of him like as a singer or a dancer, but I guess he does both of those in Cats?
Yeah. Oh.
I still haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
I just don't ever, I'm never in the mood to watch it because it just looks too weird.
You know what? I know what Cats is, but even when you told me, I didn't even think of Cats the musical. I just thought of some family movie called Cats.
I guess I should have spelled it.
Like, surely he's not in the Broadway musical. It's just the movie called Cats.
No, he's in the
musical live last year for the first time in my life. And I was like, I can't watch the movie too. I can't. Oh. It's going to take me a few years to get over what I saw.
It's nightmares.
I mean, I like the songs. You know, I enjoyed the Broadway show, but like I only saw it the one time and I felt like pretty satisfied. And then, you know, have you seen it, the movie, Amy?
No, I gave up on going to see it once they fixed all the CGI problems that were in theaters for like a week or something. And I was like, well, if I can't see it with those, I don't want to see it at all. So I still haven't watched it, but I should. My cat would probably appreciate if I watched it.
Your cat would like recognize that there's people cats on the screen?
I think so. Yeah, maybe. Something for everyone in the house right now.
All right, we got a tie to settle with Amy and Julia.
So, oh my God.
Julia, you're up next.
Okay. My cat just hissed at me. I don't know if you guys heard that.
Matt, your cat's like, turn it on now. Why are you talking about it?
She's being a
making me wait. okay, Julia. Mulroney, McDermott, or neither in a motion picture called Survivor?
It is. Wait, I'm getting the two faces. Not Mulroney. What's the other one called?
McDermott. Dylan.
Let's go with McDermott.
That is correct.
Yes.
Wow, nice.
Very nice.
He just hadn't had one yet, right? He wasn't in anything. He's mostly a TV guy, isn't he? Am I wrong?
McDermott?
Mm-hmm. The one I just said. He doesn't like
TV. Yeah, Dylan McDermott, he was on a show called The Practice for a long time.
Yes, okay.
And most recently he was on Hollywood, that he played a gigolo, or actually a who's the guy in charge of gigolos? What would he be called?
I guess he was a pimp.
He was a pimp working out of a gas station in Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird show.
Yeah.
He had like a sex scene with I think Patti LuPone, maybe.
Nice.
But anyway. Okay, so we're back to you, Amy.
Okay.
The motion picture is going back to this is the last time I'll mention a Christmas movie for a while, I promise. But the movie is The Polar Express. Mulroney, McDermott, or neither.
If I get it, this brings us back to a tie again?
Yep.
Okay. Dermot Mulroney.
That's incorrect.
I said it confidently, though.
You really did. I think maybe because I said he was in Cats, maybe that got you.
I've never seen The Polar Express.
What? Don't.
I know. I love the book, though.
Put that on your list right after Cats of things that are just going to create future nightmares for you.
Okay.
Like, don't watch it. Chris, what do you think?
Polar Express.
Yeah. It's down to McDermott or neither.
Yeah, I could see McDermott popping in that. I also haven't seen it. Is it the one with Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw that one, but I could see McDermott in it. So I'm going to go with McDermott.
I'm so confused. Weren't we just doing a tiebreaker between me and Amy or my?
Yeah, I was also surprised he asked me, but I didn't even say anything.
No, I said the two of you are tied, but like, you know, Chris could still play.
I could still play it for y'all. But okay. I was like, sweet, let me get some more airtime.
Yeah, we're not up to the tiebreaker yet.
I'm gonna go with let's just go with neither. Yeah.
Neither is correct.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
The first thing I've gotten right all game. Feels good.
Nice.
But now we are at the end of the line, and Julia is our winner today.
Yay!
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Congratulations.
First appearance, first win. Good job.
Thank you.
The tiebreaker was going to be, if it came down to it, if Amy had ever seen Polar Express, because it's just the gag there is that Tom Hanks plays most of the parts. So there really aren't other parts for McDermott or Mulroney.
I was hoping you would say Steel Magnolias, but I also know that you wouldn't say it because you would know I would know it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I try not to make the games based on who the guests are going to be because I don't want to favor anybody. But the tie-breaking question, just for the fun of it, since I came up with it, was what year was Dylan McDermott named People Magazine's Sexiest Man of the Year?
Ooh.
2009.
That's your guess, Julia, 2009?
Yeah, I don't know. It's what came in my head.
I'm going to say 1995.
95 from Amy. Do you have a guess, Chris?
I'm going to go with 2002.
Just off by 3 years. Amy's just off by 3 years. It was 1998.
Wow.
Yeah. But Julia is still our official winner today. Can you join us next Sunday, Julia?
I think so.
No pressure. No pressure. Yeah, we can work that out later and leave everyone in suspense about whether or not you'll be here next week.
I'll be waiting in the wings of something if she can't make it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Chris, just stand over there in the wings. Just find a theater and stand in its wings. But let's do some plugs. Amy Miller, what have you got to promote right now?
Not much, Doug. Just my podcast, Who's Your God, which Doug did an episode of, and follow me on Instagram at Amy Miller Comedy. That's pretty much it.
That's all.
And
you
can wish
right
me
now.
A happy birthday on any social media platform that you choose.
It's your birthday?
It was 4 days ago.
Milk it. Yeah, I did the whole week.
Girl.
I mean, it's your birthday month, or was it at the end of December?
December 31st, my 4th birthday.
Oh, okay.
Birthday.
Yeah. So you really shouldn't be talking about it anymore.
I disagree.
You should have started talking about it on December 1st. That wrote it for the entire month.
You can't have December, though. There's too much other stuff.
There really is a lot of unnecessary business in December.
Happy birthday, Amy.
All the religions Thank like to Jules. Jump in there. Chris Tellez, what do you got to plug, buddy?
You can follow me on Twitter at Hi Chris Tellez, on Instagram, KRIS Tellez. I have a show January 10th at Hyenas in Dallas. They're doing like a social distance thing. I will disappear into quarantine right after. I'm in the middle of recording new episodes of mine and my buddy AJ's podcast called Why Should We Care? So you can find those on iTunes or wherever podcasts can be heard.
Right on, dude. Thank you for being here. You were a great one-time champion.
Dude, thank you for having me on. Always so much fun.
And our winner today again, I should say, and first time on the show, so it's very impressive.
This is Julia, a dream.
Julia Rossi, everybody. Who?
Hi.
You should spell your name probably for people to find you on social media.
The Italian way, so just I hate to use the example of Mayor Giuliani, but it's spelled that way. It's GIULIARozzi on Twitter, and then on Instagram it's the same thing, but I had to put MS before it, Ms. Julia Rossi, because there's a girl in Italy with my name who hasn't posted in 6 years. Not mad. And I have a podcast that I'm debuting this month, I think the third week of January, called Should I Get Bangs? And that is, it's all about people talking about having breakdowns and breakthroughs. That's look for that in the next few weeks.
Yeah, because most breakdowns and breakthroughs happen after a change of hairstyle.
Yeah, I mean, every time I've cut my bangs, it's been following something very intense. So, so we're going to be talking about, literal and metaphorical bangs.
That sounds awesome.
I love it. Good name.
Thanks. You can all awesome. Be on it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Let us know.
I won and I'm getting compliments. This is honestly the best day of my life.
So early in the year, too. It's really, things have really turned around.
Best year ever.
Yeah, it's like still my birthday and everything.
Yeah.
I've got nothing specific to promote right now other than, you can go to the Getting Doug with High Patreon and sign up for that if you'd like at patreon.com/gettingdoug. And Doug Loves Movies has a Twitter account now at Doug Loves Movies where it's just all movie talk there if you don't want to see me retweeting every political tweet I agree with. Which is what I do on the other, on my personal account. And thanks one more time to Julia Rossi and Chris Tellez and Amy Miller. What a delightful bunch of nice people.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. And as always, some people just never learn.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his